The proposed Gateway Pacific Export Terminal has generated huge amounts of controversy. Statewide public hearings last December had to move to larger spaces to accommodate all the comments. The outpouring of concern is a big part of what motivated the State Department of Ecology to include such broad impacts in its analysis, says Regional Administrator Josh Baldy. He says comments came from members of the public as well as from state agencies in charge of things like air quality.
We know that the coal will be combusted for thermal power. We know that Washington has already experienced the impacts from climate change. And we know that the amount of coal to be combusted annually could generate more greenhouse gas pollution than all current sources in Washington State combined.
Ecology's analysis will also include the impacts of increased coal train and vessel traffic on communities and the impact of the proposed terminal on statewide human health. As many as 18 coal trains a day could travel through Washington if it's approved. The Army Corps of Engineers announced last month that it would limit its permitting analysis to on-site and nearby impacts. The three agencies preparing the joint environmental impact statement expect it will take 2 years to generate a draft, which will be subject to public comment. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.